Hello, Dog Days of Podcasting listeners and Dog Days of Podcasting podcasters. This is Chuck Tomasi. It is Tuesday, August 8th, 2017, and I am well rested. Had a meeting today, a user group meeting today. It went really well. I had it at a place called Top Golf, and got to shoot a few golf balls today after the meeting was done. Felt good. Felt good. The swing is still there. At least, you know, driving range. It's not real golf. So, of course, everything looks great when you're just shooting at flags out on the driving range. But got that email from Packet Publishing that I got. We finally got a chance to talk to the gentleman this morning. And I said, what are you looking for? And he wasn't real specific, which always bothers me. It's like, oh, we're looking for something about mastering ServiceNow. I went, what do you mean? Are you looking for beginner knowledge, expert knowledge, advanced scripting? I mean, I can do videos on just about anything. And he says, well, oh, do you hear that little buzzing? Whew. That's the microphone. Anyway, it turns out that it didn't align with the schedule. I said, when are you looking for this? He said, we'd like to get it started. You could do this in September, and we'll have your videos online. And I said, how much are you willing to pay? And it wasn't a whole lot. It wasn't enough. It was about as much for, what was it, a three-hour video, two three-hour videos, as they wanted to do a book. And I said, I'm sorry, that A, that's not enough, and B, I'm not available until November because my time is just consumed with Podcasting for Dummies, the PIY workshop, and the companion podcast, et cetera, et cetera. I said, I don't have any time. It won't happen. So why don't we talk again in about 3 months and see where we stand? So we agreed to let it go at that. He sent me some information anyway, but I don't think I'm going to look at it. I was forewarned and forearmed this time because I'd talked to them a while back about books, and my book agent said they really don't pay what you're worth. So I tried to talk him up, but he wasn't willing to go there. He said something about 16% commission, and, you know, well, that's great. If I said, what are you measuring? Downloads, views? It sounds like this is going on YouTube, so I'm not sure how they can exactly get a whole lot of money out of that. But I didn't want to pursue it because it doesn't align with my schedule. As for the Podcasting for Dummies progress, my dad, I got to call him in a little bit. He left me a message this morning that said, I have another idea that might be of value to you, but I don't know what it is at all. Had a status call last night with T, but he didn't show up for whatever reason, but I used the time wisely and reached out to someone who said they might be interested in helping out with the PIY workshop. So I secured a speaker there. That was 2 out of 11. That we're down to. Then we had our status call at 7 last night. 4 or 5 people showed up on that. I think we had Jack Mangan. We had Jeffrey Powers. We had Ben and Keith. And me. And we managed to fill up the entire track, including Ben as the moderator for that track. So we have hardware and software. I really have 6 slots left. One is hopefully going to Libsyn. And if they'll sponsor too, that would be nice. I also got an email back from meetup.com that I haven't read yet about the pricing and the multi-tiered pricing and whatnot. I got to talk to T, but I shut down the sign-ups for now. We had 2 people sign up at the $10 price, and I don't want more coming in that. I'll honor that, but we got to jack up the price. As far as Wyoming goes, I've got an interview with Jill Tarter, and looks like her biography has finally been published, so I ordered that because I'll be interviewing her when we go to Wyoming. She is the character behind the movie Contact. Remember the Jodie Foster movie? I don't. I never saw it. I know of it, but I never saw it. So I should watch that and read the book when it comes in. We'll probably read that on the way to Wyoming. And that's the news for today. Let's get on with the C&D story. This one is from April 21st, 1987. Subject, Crazy Easter. I didn't have time to post any of this yesterday, and I didn't think of it until now. But Dee and I had a great Easter. We went to morning mass at church with her parents. then back to my house for Easter brunch. We always get goofy at birthday parties, and this was no exception. My youngest sister, age 18, took a white marshmallow rabbit and pretended it was our newfound cat. This cat used to be scared of us, but now it is so friendly, we can't have a moment's rest. Anyway, she took the pins from my younger cousin's shirts, which were Easter presents, and played Voodoo Kitty with the marshmallow rabbit. Even my dad was laughing. I was nearly on the floor splitting a gut. Dee was sitting next to me and had a smile. I guess she was trying to understand our family. I then found out that I can't be disowned by her on account of craziness. I took one of those malted eggs, blue to be exact, and licked it. Copying my sister M's idea of making blue lipstick, I put it on my lips to make my lips blue. Ha ha. Everyone got a laugh. Then I licked the egg again and made eyeshadow for an original idea, and then my cheeks turned blue from the same egg. Everyone was laughing hysterically while I had a half-blue face. I wonder how Dee is going to explain these weird things to her friends and family. We spent the rest of the day in my room watching TV together. I assume I cleaned up. I don't remember it, and there's no picture, so it didn't happen, even though this black and white piece of paper says it did. We managed to get both of us on the love seat while we held each other all afternoon. Nobody came in, and the phone only rang a couple of times. What an afternoon. I wish every day could be like that, but unfortunately she had to leave by 8 p.m. to get to Chatham and work. 7 hours of talking together, hugging, and watching TV. With the remote control, of course. You gotta remember, this is still, remotes were still a novelty back then. At least on a lot of TVs. That's what I call a near-perfect day. The tougher times are coming, though. The summer is going to be a challenge. She won't be coming into town since she doesn't have any classes, and I'll be working most every day. I usually take one day off during the week, but we'll have to get some kind of schedule down if we want to maximize our time this summer. I would hate to think that our relationship died because we were both too busy. Apparently it didn't. We do have a class together next fall, public address, so we will be together in the fall, but my first concern is after school gets out next week. Stay tuned. As a footnote, she wasn't in that public address course. She switched courses at the last minute. She had a friend in there, I remember, Jeannie Tinner, and I think she took public address the following semester. I don't recall exactly on her schedule. But that is the story today. Thank you for listening. Have fun and take care.